Do you love the Mason Vera Payne Show? Then keep listening. It's time for Team MVP. Team MVP is a show about your life, covering everything from movies and games to technology to politics, but not the stuff you hear about in the news. Coming to you from MVP Studios and the WGN Radio Network, Team MVP starts now.
Team MVP correspondent David Brown here, and thank you for tuning in. People who have COVID-19 are experiencing side effects from the disease. I have invited physician scientist, founder and president of the Angiogenesis Foundation, Dr. William Lee, to get a better understanding of what is going on with former COVID-19 patients. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Lee.
Well, thank you, David, for having me on.
Can you tell me, Dr. Lee, what is long-term COVID?
Long-term COVID is a term that's being referred to a strange disease coming out of the COVID pandemic, where we're seeing people who have actually recovered from the acute infection weeks or months later, even as long as 6 months or 9 months, developing odd symptoms that only could have come from the infection itself. But the odd thing is that the virus has left the body. These people test negative, and the long-term COVID sufferers continue to have odd symptoms such as brain fog, shortness of breath, racing heart, muscle aches, extreme fatigue, and other types of physical problems. There's more than 100 different symptoms so far.
Is long COVID actually proven, or is it just unique for certain individuals?
We're just beginning to figure out what is long-term COVID. In fact, there isn't even a definition in there for the medical textbooks yet, and doctors don't even have a formal name to give it. Here's what we do know. We know that anywhere from 10% to 70 or 80% of people who recover from COVID can actually have some form of long-term symptoms. The Centers for Disease Control say it's about 1 in 3 or 30%, but many of the studies worldwide show that it's actually considerably higher than that. If you split the difference between 10% versus 80%, let's call it 40%. That's still a lot of people, considering that 110 million people around the world have been diagnosed with COVID.
What are some common symptoms of long COVID?
There have been more than 100 different symptoms of long-term COVID that's been collected, and a lot of these come from patients who are actually reporting the symptoms, bringing them to their doctors who have never even heard of it before, this syndrome called long-term COVID. In fact, the patients are calling themselves long haulers, like the truckers that actually carry a load across the country, because they're actually the ones that are bearing the load, bearing the suffering from this condition. So some of the common symptoms: brain fog, inability to have memory and cognition difficulties, ringing in the ears, continued loss of sense of smell or taste, shortness of breath, extreme muscle weakness, racing heart, muscle cramps, abdominal pain. More than 100 different symptoms have been nailed to this syndrome called long-term COVID.
Can symptoms of long COVID reoccur months after the initial symptoms?
Well, that's exactly the problem, is that long after people have actually recovered from acute COVID, and again, down and out for a little while, that they had a fever, they had a cough, they had shortness of breath, most people who had acute COVID don't wind up in a hospital. They just recover at home and they're fine. Kind of like we get a virus infection and bounce back, except for the people who develop long-term COVID, they don't bounce back, or they recover for a short period of time and then weeks or months later, we're talking 3 months, 6 months, 9 months later, they suddenly start having, or they continue to start keep having, these odd symptoms of brain fog, shortness of breath, racing heart, muscle weakness, and many other symptoms.
What are some treatments for long-term COVID?
Well, that's the problem, David. We don't actually have treatments for long-term COVID. We don't even understand what this entire syndrome actually is. So if it's if we have shortness of breath, what is actually happening in the lungs? That's an area of research that I'm actually diving into. And we're beginning to figure out that one of the problems is that the people who are having long COVID problems in their lungs, they are missing some of the small blood vessels that are needed in order to absorb the oxygen that you breathe in. Some people actually are having brain fog, and we don't have a treatment for brain fog. We have a name for it. Doctors are calling it myalgic encephalomyelitis, which is a mouthful. But regardless of what you call it, we still don't actually have a treatment for it. Racing heart. They've called it POTS, or postural orthostatic tachycardia. Again, fancy Greek words for a syndrome that we don't have a treatment for. And so as this moment, we don't really know how to intercept long COVID, which is a real problem.
I have seen articles that said exercise helps with long COVID. Is this true? And why is that even recommended?
Well, exercise is actually a common way of actually doing rehabilitation after an illness. It's kind of getting yourself back in shape, moving those muscles, getting the circulation going. We know that can actually help to strengthen your body's health defenses, which is what I wrote my book Eat to Beat about. And so exercise in general is a way of actually getting us from being sick back to being better. Now, whether or not that's actually a definitive way to rehab or to recover from long COVID, we don't know yet. But we do know that in some of the long COVID clinics that are being set up to help these patients, exercise is part of the regimen.
Does the vaccine help with long COVID?
Well, David, there have been so many people asking questions about the vaccine. Will the vaccine prevent us from actually getting COVID at all? We don't know. We know that the vaccines are so effective, they'll prevent us from actually dying or getting seriously ill. But we don't know if it'll actually prevent us from getting sick at all. And we don't know if it'll actually prevent us from getting long COVID. That's one of these big hanging question marks that's out there. But I think it's really important that all of your listeners know that they should be getting that vaccine as quickly as possible. Every step of defense helps get us further to getting over the pandemic. But as far as long COVID, we don't know how to prevent it yet.
If you had COVID and you think you now have long COVID, are you still considered contagious to spread the virus?
Well, David, this is one of the really odd things about long COVID. We know in every patient that I've looked at and that has come forth with long COVID, they are not actively infected. In other words, if you test their blood, if you test their nose, there's absolutely no sign of the virus, the coronavirus, still in the body. So is it hiding out someplace? We don't know. We don't think so. But what we do know is when you do those COVID tests, the nose swab or the spit test, we cannot find any virus in these patients with long COVID. So the answer is no, we don't think that if you have long COVID that you can spread the virus. That said, it's always important if you're actually feeling ill these days to make sure that you haven't been infected or perhaps reinfected. So go ahead and get that COVID test. David, we're saying that if you are a patient who actually has symptoms of long COVID, meaning that you've had COVID before, you've recovered, and then months later, you're having these odd symptoms, weakness, shortness of breath, racing heart, brain fog, you know, any number of these complicated symptoms, go talk to your doctor. You probably should get tested to make sure you don't have acute COVID or been reinfected. But in most cases, long COVID does not mean that you are actively infected, and long COVID patients do not spread COVID to anyone else.
Thank you, Dr. Lee. I appreciate you taking the time and giving an in-depth explanation on what long COVID is.
Thank you, David, for having me on. I've enjoyed talking to you.
Love what you just heard? Team MVP is brought to you by everyone's favorite unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne, and WGN Radio Network. Let's be friends. Connect with us at Mason Vera Payne on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Got a question or comment for the show? Email contact@masonverapayne.com. And make sure to check out masonverapayne.com to catch up on what you missed and get fresh content multiple times a week. That's Mason Vera, P-A-I-N-E, all one word, .com.